Hey, friend, Heather Creekmore here. Welcome to the Compared to Who show. I'm glad you're listening today. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday. Today, we are talking about what probably half the world is talking about. We're talking about shopping. It's Black Friday when this episode is airing, and shopping is on the mind for a lot of people, right? We go from being grateful and thankful for all we have on Thursday to looking at sale papers and wondering what else we need on Friday. And not all of that is bad. So hear no condemnation or scorn in that. I love to shop. I love, love, love to shop. But I've recognized over the last decade or so that some of my love for shopping was connected to my body image issues. Some of what I was doing through my shopping was trying to mask the pain or mask my body or soothe myself in my body image frustration through shopping. So that's where we're going today. I will also give you at the end of today's show some of my favorites. I was talking to someone, a client, and I recommended something, and then talking to another client and recommended the same thing. And I was like, you know what? Maybe it would just be helpful for everyone to know what some of my favorites are. So at the end of today's show, I'm going to take you through some of my favorites and where you can find them on Amazon. Okay, let's go. Welcome to Compared to Who, the podcast to help you make peace with your body so you can savor God's rest and feel His love. If you're tired of fighting body image the world's way, Compared to Who is the show for you. You've likely heard lots of talk about loving your body, but my goal is different. Striving to fall in love with stretch marks and cellulite is a little silly to me. Instead, I want to encourage you and remind you with the truth of Scripture that you are seen, you are known, and you are loved no matter what your size or shape. Here, the pressure is off. If you're looking for real talk, biblical encouragement, and regular reminders that God loves you and you're not alone, you've come to the right place. I hope you enjoy today's show, and hey, tell a friend about it. Hey, hey there, friend. I'm glad you're listening today. So let's talk shopping. In fact, let me start with a hilarious confession. I don't know. I find it hilarious. You may not. I was at a women's tea kind of party a year or two ago, and everyone was asked to share like a guilty pleasure. And I was thinking and thinking, and I, you know, some people are sharing the television show that they watch or something that they read or, you know, something else that they do, going to a spa day or something like that. And I was thinking and thinking, and I was like, oh, I know exactly what mine is. Are you ready for this? Sometimes I like to just shop online and put things in my cart and never check out. And when I shared this with the group, there were like four other women who were like, I do the exact same thing. So it was so affirming to know that I wasn't alone. And maybe you need to know that you're not alone in that today, too. I come from a long line of shoppers. I inherited it. If it's genetic, I got the gene. My grandparents love shopping. My mom loves shopping. My dad, not so much. But I grew up shopping and learning to love shopping. Now, not that we had a lot of money, but there was just this sport about it. We would go to yard sales, or we would hunt at the clearance racks. I like to call it hunting, right? Because to me, it was like a sport. Can I find a good bargain? But I will tell you, mixed in with all of that was a lot of things that weren't healthy too, right? I was constantly trying to cover my body image issues with clothing, trying to compensate for feeling bad about my body by having clothes that, I don't know, I classify them as like the magic unicorn, right? That I could suddenly find this magic unicorn outfit that would make all my body image issues go away because I felt like I looked so good in this outfit. And it never happened. So I just kept buying more and buying more and buying more and thinking it would happen, and it didn't. The other side of this, friends, as you've probably recognized already, is overshopping can lead to this really overly focused, materialistic view of life, right? Life is not about what we can buy. Life is not about earning money so we can buy more things. And getting caught up in that materialistic, consumeristic really pattern that our culture teaches us to get caught up in can be really damaging for us spiritually. It's not spiritually healthy to be focused on the material world so much, right? And so as we think about body image issues and such, a lot of times our body image issues can get kind of caught up into that consumeristic mentality where we start to believe that our body is some sort of commodity to be traded with or bartered with or to be improved so that our value goes up. And so when we think materialistically, when we operate the way the world operates in this way, it does have an impact on our body image beyond just whatever your shopping is trying to soothe or appease. So I want us to keep that in mind. But we're in a season right now where we're shopping, a lot of it is about buying gifts for people. And that can be a great thing, right? It's good to bless others with presents. That's part of the way we celebrate Christmas and maybe even Thanksgiving in your home. So there's nothing inherently bad about that. Please hear me when I'm saying that. But I do also see, as I'm talking to clients and just, you know, what I've witnessed with women that I've been friends with and in Bible studies with and such, I see that we can, as Christian women, sometimes use shopping as our vice, as our drug of choice, because no one's going to say anything about shopping, right? Oh, it's not as quote unquote bad as some of those other things we could be doing. We're just spending a little frivolous money, you know, just going mad, just getting new throw pillows every couple of months. I need more home decor. I need more clothes, whatever it can be, right? And so my purpose today is not to judge anyone on that front, right? But just to draw awareness to the fact that sometimes shopping can be a soothing, pacifying behavior. And what's healthiest for us all is to recognize that shopping won't cure whatever we're stressed about, whatever we're frustrated about, whatever we're angry about, right? Just like any other addictive behavior. When shopping gets out of hand and we are constantly running to shopping to make life feel better, something's out of order there, right? And we need to go back to the only one who can ever truly make us feel better, and that's Jesus. And we need to maybe even confess that, God, like, I've been turning to shopping instead of turning to you. Jesus, help me. Help me to see that you're the only one that can help my problems in this arena, right? And I would also dare say that some of us that have a disordered eating background or maybe an eating disorder background, shopping was a more comfortable vice than food because it didn't have any calories, right? Oh, I can go spend money and get my fix, get my high. And that was a much, I'm using air quotes here, a much safer way to cope in an unhealthy way with my issues and then perhaps running to food. So I'm just pointing all of that out for your general awareness today. But like I said at the start, today's Black Friday. You probably maybe have a stack of sale papers sitting on your coffee table. That's what our coffee table always looks like on Black Friday and on Thanksgiving Day. You're probably sorting through, what do I need to buy for friends, loved ones? What do I want to pick up for myself while it's cheap or marked down, right? All of those are fine things. But if you are over shopping, I want to just kind of give you some tips for that today that hopefully will help you. Okay, so my over shopping tips, if you're not an over shopper, hey, just forward to the end because I've got some great suggestions for you of some things that you might want to pick up this season. But if you are an over shopper, if you're like, Heather, I hear you, I buy too much, let me give you a couple ideas. Idea one is you need to unsubscribe. Okay. So what happens is every time I go to buy something online, they say, do you want to sign up for our website? And I sign up because then I get the 10% off or the 15% off. And then I stay subscribed. And what happens is I get emails. I think Old Navy must email me three times a day. I literally think they do Kohl's the same. And so getting all of these messages about things that I could have, that I could buy, things that are on sale, this keeps me in that materialistic need to buy more. What do I need? Buy more mindset. And it's not healthy. And so what I've started doing is regularly, every 3 months or so, I've started unsubscribing from all these lists. And the good news is once you've unsubscribed, I think if you want to go back in and buy something like 3 months later, you're not on their list. So you can subscribe again and get that 10% code all over again. So, hey, that's awesome, right? But we have so many distractions in our lives. I talk to so many women that are like, I don't have time to read my Bible every day. And then we start talking about the ways that they spend their time. I mean, yes, social media, television, Netflix, all those things. But friends, how much time is your email consuming because you're getting all of these emails from retail stores and you have to click through just to see what's on sale? I mean, how much time are we wasting being distracted by this? So something to consider. Maybe Black Friday is too late of a day to recommend this. But as you go through the Christmas season, just think about it. Do you have what you need for Christmas, to celebrate Christmas? Do you have your gifts? And if you do, then unsubscribe, because friends, you know how it goes. The sales are just going to keep getting better and better, or something will go on sale $2 cheaper than you paid for it last month. It's a frustrating exercise. So I encourage you, just unsubscribe and free yourself from those distractions this holiday season.
I was sort of at the stage where I was like scared to do anything. Stand up and walk up and downstairs and carry washing and pick up my kids. And then I was, you know, I was really bad. It was probably more like anxiety around it than, you know, actual symptoms. I was scared to go for like walks and things like that. And now it's like, I'm doing activity now that is exactly what I want to be doing, engaging with my kids, my family. And I never thought I'd get to a stage where I didn't even consider it anymore. You know, I didn't even consider my pelvic floor. So I was at a stage where I was like, it just ruled my life. It was just lit on my mind all the time. So yeah, to get to a stage where I can go weeks without even thinking about it is just incredible.
Hey friends, Leanne is talking about the Tighten Your Tinkler program. You've heard me talk about it on the show before. I'm a big fan. Tighten Your Tinkler is what you need if you are struggling with pee leaks when you cough or sneeze, or going to the bathroom 100 times a day or night. Check out their site, friends. You will not be disappointed if this is something you struggle with. It doesn't have to be that way. It's tightenyourtinkler.com. Use the promo code Heather and you'll save $50. And insider information, I know the price of the program is going up in January. So get in now, save $50 using the code Heather, tightenyourtinkler.com. You will not be disappointed. Okay, my second tip for you when it comes to shopping or over shopping is get organized. Oh, friends, I'm so bad about this. If it's on sale, I buy it. I mean, and by sale, I mean clearance. If it's marked down cheap, I'm sure I need it. But so many times in my life, I've bought things only to come home and realize, oh, I already have something almost exactly like that. I know I can't be the only one. So buying something just because it's a bargain may not be the best way to use your resources. It's so much wiser and, may I also say, easier to know what you need. And maybe even keep a list in your purse or on your phone of what you need, what you're looking for. And then when you see that, you can grab it. But then you won't make the mistake like I make, where buying the exact same black pants 5 times only to realize, oh, I already bought those black pants. And then you have to take them back and all of that hassle, right? Now, when it comes to clothing issues, I've already confessed, like, this has been a real struggle for me, and I'm still not all the way there yet. Like, I admire those people with a capsule wardrobe where they just have like their like 12 different outfits made from 7 different pieces. Like, I think that is amazing stuff. I'm not there. And beyond that, I've had a struggle as I'm doing intuitive eating, as I'm aging, my body is changing. And so I really don't know like what works for me anymore. And that's been a really awkward thing to navigate through this year. you know, it used to be I could go to a store and kind of be like, yeah, I think that like cut will work for me. But boy, everything's different. And I don't know which end is up anymore. So I'll tell you what I did. I signed up for two different services. I signed up for Stitch Fix and for Wantable. And in the show notes today, there's a link there if you want to try them too. I think there's like $25 off you get your first off your first box. And what both of these services do is they take all your information and then they send you a box of clothing that seems to fit what you like. If you don't like anything, you send it all back for free. They give you this big bag to put it in. You just drop it off at the post office. You don't have to stand in line at the post office. It's literally just drop it in the slot kind of thing. So it's pretty easy, pretty efficient. I would say that their prices aren't like the dirt cheap TJ Maxx clearance rack prices that I'm used to, but I have found it worthwhile to do these services just to figure out what my new body should be wearing. And so I've grabbed several pieces from these services and I liked what they sent me. Now, sometimes I've gotten it way wrong. Like, you're never going to find me in purple blue jeans. So I sent those back. But if you're curious about that, if you're kind of having the same issues I'm having, check out Stitch Fix and Wantable. Wantable sends you 7 items. Stitch Fix sends you 5. But they're decent services, and I felt that they had some good options. Let me just put this public service announcement out there. Your body was not to be manipulated so that it fits clothes. Clothes are designed to fit your body. So it's okay to grab some new things if the things that you used to have don't fit you anymore. But even when you're using a service like Wantable or Stitch Fix, like, it's helpful to know what you need. I've looked at a couple YouTube videos this year as I've been trying to navigate this. Like, okay, well, how does a woman my age, how is she supposed to dress? Like, what are some ways to put things together? And that's been really helpful too. And there's lots of resources out there. That's not really my wheelhouse. But I just want to encourage you today that being organized will help you if you're an overshopper, knowing what you need and what you have. And also, we've done whole episodes on this cleaning out your closet, getting rid of the stuff that doesn't fit you anymore or that's no longer age appropriate. Get rid of that stuff so you can actually see what you have to wear in your closet or in your drawers every single morning when you get dressed. It's so helpful. When you've got all this stuff that's no longer relevant to your life cluttering up your closet, it's really hard to see what options you do have. And that can make you, if you're like me, buy even more because you couldn't see the things that you have and you were confused and you thought those black pants from 2 years ago still fit and they don't and all of those things. Okay. So that's my next encouragement for you. Be organized. The next one, I've talked about this on the show before too, but look for quality, right? I think we live in a culture now where things are made cheaply and we like to get the bargain because it's inexpensive, and then it breaks or falls apart or the stitching falls out after washing it 3 times. Or, you know, friends, I do think that we cheat ourselves when we try to save $5 here, $10 there, and we compromise on quality only to have to buy that item again the next year and spend more than the $5 or $10 to buy a second version of that item because we compromised on quality. So I would encourage you, you know, I love picking up a clearance rack bargain. Hear me on that. But as I get older, I'm starting to recognize that cheap clothes look blah after a wear or two. And it's a much better investment of my money and, quite frankly, my time too, because it takes time to go look for these things, to find things that are well made and that fit me well, at least fit my body well now, and will last me a little bit longer. And my final tip for you, if you're an overshopper like I was and could be, is to give yourself grace and invite the Lord into your shopping decisions, right? Now, that might sound kind of strange, right? Like, we know to pray before we sit down at meals, but praying before you go shopping, like, that just sounds straight up weird. But we're supposed to pray at all times, right? As believers, we're supposed to live a radically different life than unbelievers. So what would it be like to ask God to help us in the arena of shopping? Whether it's, God, please help me find this dress I need to wear to this Christmas party, or God, please help me choose the right gift for this person in my life whom I love, or God, please direct me to the best place to go to find a good price for this item I need to buy, right? I think we can ask our good Father for those things. I think we can consult him in our shopping. And friends, just like we're not going to steward our bodies perfectly, it's not possible, we're not going to steward our money perfectly either, right? So I think we have to give ourselves grace for, like I mentioned earlier, the situation where you buy something, you thought you got a really good deal, and then you get an email saying, oh, that same thing is $15 off today only. Ah, right? Give yourself grace for those situations. I mean, if you have the capacity and want to return the item and buy the other item cheaper, go for it. But if you don't beat yourself up over that, right? We just do the best we can with what we have and what we've been given. But then my final challenge for you today is just remember the treasure principle, right? Where from Matthew 6, where your treasure is, your heart will be also. So just make sure, my friend, that you haven't made your treasure all of these things that you're buying, that you haven't made your treasure your bank account, or your emptying bank account because you're shopping a lot, right? There's normally two kinds of people. There's the savers and the spenders. And those of us who are in the spenders category, we might not worry so much about the number in our bank account until perhaps the credit card bill comes. But are you being a good steward of your resources is an important question. But I think the more important question is, have you made either money or shopping, these consumeristic things we buy, these things we purchase all the time, have those become your treasure? And if they have, then it's time for correction. Then it's time to say, God, please help me. Forgive me for making these things my treasure. God, help me to make my treasure you alone. Help me to remember that you alone are the one who can save me. There's no amount of shopping, no amount of things I could buy that could possibly compare with your love and your grace, your kindness and your goodness to me. So God, please help me shift my dependence, my focus, my affections away from my things and onto you alone. So as we close today, I want to just share with you some of my favorite things, some of the favorite things that I've bought over the last year or so that perhaps if you're looking for gifts for someone or some gifts for yourself, maybe you've got Christmas money on the way and you got to choose something. Here are some of my favorite things. And this is all in the show notes with links to Amazon. Amazon gives the show like a ridiculously small commission. So if you do buy one of these things and you click through the link, compared to who will get like, I don't know, a cent and a half from what you purchase. But thanks for supporting the show. But the first thing I want to tell you about is this cool neck ring. Okay. So friends, if you get hot when you get ready, like blow drying your hair or straight ironing your hair, curling your hair makes you hot. Or if you're going through the change of life and you have hot flashes, if you have a struggle with getting hot and sweating, friends, this thing changed my life. My friend Chris told me about this. It's this little like ice frozen ring you keep in the freezer and you just put it around your neck. It's thin. It's not like a bulky scarf kind of thing. It's just like this little ring. And it works wonders. You can blow dry your hair with it and stay cool. You can put on your makeup. You can do whatever you need to do and stay cool around the house. And let me tell you, I have to put it on every time that I'm getting ready to leave the house now if it's in the morning and I'm rushing around. So check that out. I think you'd love it. I also am linking to two clothing items. The first is this Dolman short sleeve top that I love. Now, I've bought like five different Dolmans from Amazon. And this one I love more than all the others because the others have this stitching that kind of makes it tight around the stomach area. And so it's not as flattering because it kind of pulls and kind of shows everything there. But this one Dolman that I've linked to is a looser fit and just doesn't have any stitching down there. It just kind of fits however you want it to, no matter what size your stomach is feeling that day. And I really love it. So I put a link to that in there as well. Also, I put a link to a nightgown that I love. Now, I've sent this nightgown this link to several of my clients because it's really hard as you're changing sizes, especially if you're coming out of an eating disorder, to find things that you feel comfortable to sleep in. And this nightgown is super comfortable, super flattering. So you can check that out as well. I've also randomly added this little strawberry huller that we bought this summer. My youngest son loves strawberries, and it's this little cute little strawberry huller. It's like his favorite thing. And I was like, you know what? I bet there's someone out there who struggles with hulling strawberries and needs to know this product exists. Another thing on my list is a fascia blaster. Okay, so fascia blasting, I think, was really big like 4 or 5 years ago, and I totally missed that trend. And I'm not sure that I'm all in with fascia blasting. I know some people that have gotten bruised from it. And again, like, I don't want us to become so absorbed in like making ourselves look different. Like, that's not the purpose. But I'll tell you, I accidentally got into fascia blasting through the Tighten Your Tinkler program, which has been mentioned on this show over the last couple of months, because they use the fascia blasting tool to kind of help with scar tissue around your stomach, especially if you had babies or C-section, that sort of thing. And so I got the tool and I started using this fascia blaster on my chin and neck, which I noticed were starting to show my age. And I really love the way it worked. So anyway, I put some links to what I'm using. There's a lotion that goes with it. I put some links to that on the show notes as well. I'm also telling you about my favorite smartwatch band. I love fun smartwatch bands and this great sheet set we got on Amazon. So those things are there too. Finally, I have a list of books for you, and I just want to bring your attention to a couple of them. There's a book called Anti-Diet by Christy Harrison, and I've talked a lot about some of her principles on the show through this year. It really is a jolting read if you have been, like I was, in the diet world for decades. Christy Harrison is not a Christian. This is not a Christian book. She's not a Christian, at least as far as I know. but this is not a Christian book. She's not trying to make a gospel-centered or Jesus message out of this. She just simply is exposing the facts of like the diet industry, where it came from, what it's looked like, the history of it. It's really fascinating. So I've got that book in there. I also have another workbook in there. There's the Intuitive Eating workbook I'm recommending, and also this other workbook called the Food and Feelings workbook, which I've really enjoyed going through. I don't agree with 100% of what's in either of these workbooks, but if you're just like, I need a place to start, I need something to do in January, I don't want to go on another diet, but I need an activity, something I can start working on to kind of positively influence my relationship with food and my body, I think these two might be great places to start. Finally, if you have a teen daughter or even maybe early 20s college age daughter, I've been reading Sadie Robertson's book, Who Are You Following, with my daughter and my niece, both teen girls. And it's really good. I think it's a really solid resource. There's also a study guide and a whole video thing. But I highly recommend this book, Who Are You Following, by Sadie Robertson Huff. I think it'd be really great for you to read with a teenager, give as a gift to a teen that you know. Also, I've got links to my books, including a book that I helped write last year. It came out last December. It's a book for single moms of boys. So if you're a single mom of a boy or boys, or you know a single mom of boys, check this resource out. It's actually a book that I helped a friend write. He wasn't a single mom. He was raised by a single mom and felt like he had a lot to share on the topic. I also have a couple of great books on personality, a book for introverts called Quiet, which is not a Christian book either, but just a really amazing research-driven look at how our culture has kind of forced through this whole image-driven society, forced us to be more extroverted. I wanted to write a whole book on this, and I'm going to do a series on this next year. But the book's called Quiet, and there's another book on the behind the scenes of the Myers-Briggs personality test, where that really came from. Ooh, if you are into personality studies, it is fascinating. So I've got links to both of those books on there as well. So those are just a few of my favorite things. I'd love to hear what your favorite things are. So shoot me a message if there's something you love and you think I need to know about it. But otherwise, I hope that you have had a fabulous Thanksgiving weekend. And friend, If shopping is your poison, I pray that you've gotten some antidote, anti-venom, I guess we should say, today through this episode. You know, it's shopping just like everything else, right? We can always take good things and turn them into ultimate things that replace Jesus, and that's not what he wants us to do. So let's take this good thing and just keep it a good thing and not make it an ultimate thing and have a little fun this holiday season without making it an idol or a treasure. That's what my goal is, and I'm hoping that's what your goal is too. Well, thanks for listening today. I hope something in today's show has helped you stop comparing and start living. Bye-bye. Oh, hey there, before you go, if something from today's show blessed you, may I ask a huge favor? Leave a review on your favorite platform. Seeing your 5-star reviews is a huge encouragement to me. Not sure how to do it? You can go to comparetowho.me/podcast, scroll to the bottom, and you'll find all the information. And while you're at comparetowho.me, check out some of the more than 500 articles on there about body image, comparison, all the things you're thinking about. Plus, you can find out more about my books, or you can grab a time for a free 10-minute call to see if coaching is right for you. I'm so honored to be a part of your journey out of body image and comparison frustration, and I can't wait to hear how God is working to set you free. Hey, friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.